This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters is reporting that large parts of central and eastern China are being hit by the worst flooding in decades, and that there are resulting disruptions in key supply chains, including those for crucial personal protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic was born late last year, warn residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir, which has been holding back water to try to ease downstream flood risks, is more than 10 meters higher than its warning point. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being recorded today as the number of COVID cases worldwide races toward 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India surpassed 1 million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities closing in on 26,000. Brazil's caseload is now topping 2 million, with 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He is said to be taking the unproven malaria drug hydroxychloroquine. India's grim milestone further raised anxieties tied to overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. Israel has reinstated virus precautions. Restaurants, what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls interim steps to avoid another general lockdown, restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on weekends. The weekend closure of barbershops, beauty salons, tourist sites, and beaches is also planned. The rise in pandemic cases in Israel yesterday totaled 1,900, pushing the nationwide number to some 46,000.